Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to ATP Radio with Will Johnson.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this Thursday's broadcast, July the 1st, 2021. It's already July, Shannon.
Gosh, I know. My goodness.
It's already July. Where has this year gone? I mean, seriously, is it because all the crazy stuff that we've been seeing taking place? Is that the reason why the year has gone by so fast?
Yeah, because Biden was elected.
Because old Biden was
Everything's
elected.
Going down the toilet, including the year, the hours.
Yeah, everything is going down the toilet, including the days and the year. I like that. I'm going to have to repeat that one. Hey, thank you, everybody, for joining us. Do me a huge favor. Text WILL to 88202. Please text WILL to 88202. And you know you're going to get some awesome information from the American Truth Project. Information that you really need to pay attention to. Information that you need to know about. Information that you won't get anywhere else. Again, text WILL to 88202. And Shannon, now, some people like to give us a call. So if we have someone that wants to give us a call, what is that number?
The number is 516-595-8069. You need to press 1 to come on the line to talk to Will. Be brave. Will likes to have conversations. So give us a call. Seriously, we love to hear from people to hear about what they think is going on right now in America. There's so much in the news every single day. It amazes me. Just when you think things can't get worse, they get worse, right? Once again, here's that number, 516-595-8069. Very important. Press 1 to come on the line.
Absolutely. So don't be scared.
Don't be scared.
Don't be scared.
I don't think people are scared.
You don't think people are scared?
To talk to you? Will's such a nice guy.
Am I?
Sometimes I say he's too nice.
Am I?
I talk about to people that call in that don't agree with him.
Well, you know, I think when people disagree with me, I think it makes for a really good conversation. We should be able to have the conversation and agree to disagree. I mean, and that, you know, that's part of the problem right now. We've gotten away from just having open dialogue with one another.
I agree. It's true. It's absolutely true.
You know, especially because social media, everyone gets behind the keyboards and crack away on the keys, and they just say whatever it is that they want to say, and they just, like, you know, ignore everything else, according to them.
Yeah.
It's really bizarre. To me, it's really bizarre that the times that we're living in and the way that they have addressed these issues, you know, with one another. Like, don't say anything. Don't say anything. Just, you know, you're bad if you say something to them. I get that all the time. People, you know, when I'm out in the street and I'm talking to people and I'm just having a conversation, and someone who's seen me before, they'll walk up and whisper in their ear saying, don't talk to him. He's one of those right wingers. And I'm like, what is that? He's a right winger. And then all of a sudden, they won't talk to me anymore. And what's really amazing to me is that I can be out there talking to the person. We could have a decent conversation, talk 20, 30 minutes even. And as soon as someone comes up, they don't talk to me. He's a right winger. Then they don't want to talk to me anymore. I said, don't you find that interesting? We were just having a civil conversation. We were talking. Nothing violent, nothing at all, but they come over here and they tell you to stop talking to me, and all of a sudden you don't talk to me anymore? I mean, seriously, what is that? How are you so easily controlled? And they just look at me, I'm not controlled. And I said, well, prove me wrong. But then they don't talk to him because you're a right winger.
You are a right winger. And let's talk about right wingers. Let's talk about free speech for a moment.
Free speech.
Right?
Is there such a thing?
So breaking news today in Florida. The judge blocks DeSantis' big tech law that would fine social media against companies for banning politicians. Did you hear about that, Will?
Really?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's amazing to me that you get a judge that took an oath. What was, and you know, it brings me to the question of what was the oath that this judge took?
Okay.
Or any of these judges.
Right.
What is the oath? Because to my understanding, their oath, you know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe someone can call me and correct me. But to my understanding, when these judges, these police officers, these politicians, what have you, take an oath for their for the duty that they're about to fulfill, the U.S. Constitution is, you know, typically included in that, that they would defend it. Why aren't they defending it?
Well, first of all, let's point out that this judge is a Clinton-appointed judge. Okay?
Interesting.
So here's what the article says. I'm actually reading Yahoo.com, okay? It says, a federal judge blocked a Florida law designed to penalize big social media companies that ban politicians over First Amendment concerns. U.S. District Judge Robert Hinkle granted a preliminary injunction against Governor Ron DeSantis' big tech law after NetChoice and the Computer and Communications Industry Association, which, gets this, represents multiple big tech companies, I wonder who that is, filed a lawsuit earlier in the month. The lawsuit, this is so funny, people, hold on, guess what this lawsuit says. The lawsuit argues that the law violates the First Amendment free speech clause.
What? No, it doesn't say that.
Yeah.
The judge ruled that it violates the First Amendment.
Well, that's what the lawsuit is. The law says, well, the lawsuit against the big tech, which the judge is supposedly hearing, is it the law violates the First Amendment free speech clause?
No, so let me make sure I'm hearing you correctly here. So the law that the Florida state put in place, the judge is saying that it violates the First Amendment when it comes to the tech giant.
Now, listen, no. He hasn't actually put down a judgment yet. This is a lawsuit. This lawsuit has intervened. So now there's a preliminary injunction that has suspended this law, right? Because now it's going to go to court. They're actually going to argue
it. What is the reasoning for suspending it?
Well, because of their argument.
What is their argument?
The argument is, and if you will let me finish saying what I was going to say, the lawsuit argued the law violates the First Amendment speech clause, is vague in violation of the 14th Amendment, and stands in opposition to equal protection clauses. This is what Hinkle wrote. This is what the judge wrote. He said, the plaintiffs are likely to prevail on the merits of their claim that these statutes violate the First Amendment, Hinkle wrote. There is nothing that could be severed and survive. So he's basically saying, based on their lawsuit, it looks like they would win anyways. So he went ahead and suspended it for now until the lawsuit has been, you
know, completely confused. I'm still confused, and I don't know if I'm confused by what you just said. Someone else is listening is confused. So their reasoning for – just tell me again one more time. What is the, what their reasoning for stopping is because of the 14th Amendment clause? That's the reason for stopping the lawsuit against the tech company.
Okay. Listen. The judge is saying that the lawsuit says, one, the First Amendment free speech clause is a valuable argument. It's vague in the violation of the 14th Amendment. He's saying that's a valid argument. And he says that it stands in opposition to equal protection clauses against big tech and the people. So basically the judge is saying that their lawsuit is valid and has merit and probably will win. Suspended the law for now.
Okay, you're talking about the lawsuit from the from the left.
Yeah. The big tech companies.
They're saying their First Amendment is being violated.
Yes.
That's what I asked you a minute ago, and you said no.
Oh.
So that's why I got confused. I'm like, wait a minute.
I apologize if that's
not fair. So I was correct in what I was thinking. The big tech companies are saying that their First Amendment is being violated. But yet they're violating the First Amendment of every single person in the nation. How does that work?
I don't
I mean, this is like insanity flipped upside down multiple times. It's crazy.
Yeah, they were saying that this was always probably headed to the 11th Circuit to argue over. You know, Governor DeSantis, he continues to fight for free speech. He says that his problem is that big tech is discriminatory in their censorship. And even the fact that you say censorship at all makes you say, okay, well, if there's censorship, that means that there's no free speech, right? If you're literally censoring something, you're limiting someone's free speech. And what free speech is being limited by Facebook and Twitter and all of them? If they literally deplatform somebody because of something they said, who's the one that free speech is being violated? I mean, does that make sense?
No one's – the only people's free speech that's being violated, and you know what, it's not just conservatives. What's really disturbing here is that those on the left, you have a lot of leftist people, their free speech is being censored as well. And why do I say that? Because the information that we put out, the left is not being able – they're being censored from being able to see what we put out. And at the same time, we're being censored from seeing the information that they put out. I have to dig around and go around corner to corner to corner just to find out what these people that are just doing videos on social media platforms that hate America, hate President Trump, because the tech companies are preventing me from seeing it. So I have to go and dig and find that information, which it should just be open to everybody. But at the same time, they're censoring the content that I put out there. They're censoring it from other conservatives, other like-minded people. They want to control how much people see in the information that they do see.
Right.
And they're using this as a mechanism to divide all of us.
Right. So
and for the tech companies, mm-hmm. the tech tyranny, for them to come along and say that their First Amendment rights are being violated, it's almost like a criminal that just got done robbing the bank saying that he should be able to rob the bank because he doesn't have money in the bank.
Yeah. So
that's what it is.
So they cited the First Amendment, which we're all well aware of what the First Amendment is, right? They also cited the 14th Amendment. So for those people that don't know the 14th Amendment, I'm just going to read it to you because this is another part of the Constitution that they cited in this lawsuit. It says all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of the citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. So I'm sort of thinking, well, I mean, when you're saying the state should not, you know, create a law that deprives people of life, liberty, property, or without due process of law, I think that's exactly what DeSantis did. He literally is trying to protect people from big tech tyranny. You know, basically deplatforming people, taking away their voice without any due process of law on their side. Honestly, they take away their First Amendment rights. It's crazy. We have empowered Facebook and them. I mean, they feel empowered. Now, do I think we the people did it? I mean, I think our government is supporting the fact that they have such a monopoly over us. I, there's a lawsuit that they're trying to put through right now, or a law right now where they're talking about breaking up Facebook and Twitter, and then because they monopolized everything, our social media in America.
They have monopolized the whole industry. I mean, they're controlling, for just to give an example. Now, and I don't mean to be on like my soapbox or a sob story or anything, but, you know, as a small business owner, I would like to advertise the products that I have for my business. And when I go to, like, for example, Twitter, Twitter said that I cannot advertise on their platform because I have political views. Because I have political views, they said that I cannot advertise on their platform. Facebook.
Was it political views, yes, or is it conservative views?
Oh, well, it's conservative.
Okay, because
well,
I was going
to say. They try to say that they're not going to show anything political, but you can see AOC. If that's the case, AOC should not be able to do anything on Twitter. Because every time she puts a video or anything on Twitter, she's basically promoting herself. She's advertising herself without even spending money with Twitter. So they allow her to, you know, get funding and people donate to her because they're doing it. So she has, in a sense, monetized her Twitter page. But people like me, if I want to advertise, even like on Facebook, if I go to Facebook, Facebook has completely removed any capability for me as a small business owner in the United States of America to advertise. They have literally taken that option away from me. And it's like, and I appeal it and it just goes to La La Land, and the next thing you know, a month later, it comes up and say, if you find this to be a mistake about you not being able to monetize or to advertise, please submit this request form to appeal it. We appeal it, and it goes away in La La Land, and then a month later, it pops back up again. It's the same thing over and over. And for me, to be honest with you, it disgusts me to no end.
It
and
does.
It's sickening.
Yeah. Listen, we actually have a caller on the line. We have Roger. Roger, what you got for Will?
Hey, guys. This is Roger. I spoke to you guys in the past, and yeah, I just wanted to circle back. I moved here to Irvine, California, from Los Angeles, and I just wanted to tell you, as much as I try to get away from liberalism and, you know, the cancer that they produce, even here in Orange County, I see everywhere now a little bit of bumper stickers with Biden and all that nonsense. And I'm like, where am I going to go on earth to get away from these people, you know?
Not California.
Actually, my brother lives
in Irvine, California. So I know, but, I mean, all California, unless you're in, like, the agriculture land or in really the outlying places, you're not going to see a whole lot of conservatives actually being vocal. There are some there,
yeah,
but they're not vocal for sure.
Yeah, they're not. And hey, back to the social media guys. They're a monopoly, and we're not going to win that battle. It's just tough, you know. You've got to do independent sort of media outlets that can get the voice out.
You know, I hear a lot of people say that, but I'm going to tell you our experience over the past year and a half, two years, at least. With so many different little pop-up places come up. You know, you got Parler, you got Orbis, you got Spreely, you got MeWe, you got now another Clout Hub. I mean, you got so many, right?
Mm-hmm.
And people go there, but they come right back to Facebook. No matter what, I mean, we've even tried to drive people over there. Number one, they just don't have the support from advertisers and such. So people that are trying to make a living doing broadcasts and stuff aren't going to make a living there. So they're not going to stay there. And then of course people don't stay there because their family's not there. Their friends aren't there. I mean, so they always end up coming back to Facebook. I mean, And we see it in numbers, right? Because we watch a shift and then we watch everybody shift back. And so we're shifting back because we're also following them, right? Where are the people at? Where are they at? I think our government's going to have to force them to be fair and force them to do what's right, or they need
to take them out. The only problem with that is the Democrats want the tech tyranny to do more censorship.
I mean,
they want to block more conservatives, more Christians, people like you, Roger. They're asking and calling for them. So, you know, you're right. They have a monopoly against, you know, with the whole tech tyranny. And as long as these people remain in power, we're going to see more of it. I truly believe that we're going to get to the levels of tyranny that we saw or that the world saw in Nazi Germany.
Right.
The Democrats are aggressively pushing to that.
Well, let me ask you this, Roger. What experience have you had on social media? Have you tried other platforms, and what have you thought about them?
Yeah, you know what? It was a disappointment when Parler got shut down, and obviously, you know, there's many different vendors that are very liberal that have that control, whether it's AWS and even obviously Apple. You know, I've migrated to even there's another one other than Parler. I haven't been on it for a while, but at any rate,
is it Gab?
Telltale sign.
I know.
Oh no, no, it's what you might call it, Telegram. Telegram. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Telegram.
Mm-hmm. The other thing was, I've noticed these things prior to 2020, a few things that people don't notice, but I've noticed, for example, Yahoo. I used to go on Yahoo.com a lot just to read some articles here and there, and they used to have a comment section where people used to, you know, display their, you know, voice their opinions on certain matters, and a lot of the readers for Yahoo were generally the folks that still use AOL, so generally the older population, and they tend to, you know, lean more conservative, and Yahoo about 5 months prior to 2020. So this was like in the fall of, you know, maybe summer or late fall of 2019, had yanked that off. And if you go to Yahoo right now and hit comments, you can see why. They just say we're due to viewership and keeping things clean. I don't know what the whole gimmick was. So what they already did was censor prior to 2020. Same goes for Charter Communications. When I used to turn my DVR on prior to 2020, it used to stop or it used to recall which channel I left off at. And then it used to, you know, play it from there. And now the settings is automatic, so it goes to Spectrum Channel 1 news, which is far liberal. It's nothing but propaganda trying to feed that down your throat. You have no choice. Even if you leave off at MTV, for example, and you shut it off and you turn it back on, it doesn't recall it to that. So they're playing little mind games here and there. Let's not even think about Facebook. Let's think about all the micro ways they're really getting at the psyche of the public. They have really, really planned this for a long time. And I tell you, the whole thing, in my personal opinion, with the whole voting, there has been 100% fraud in every damn state where Trump should have won. I believe that there was fraud in there. And, I tell you, I feel like my vote was not counted for. I feel like everyone's been cheated. And I really, you know, I have a really big concern about the democracy has been diminishing in this country because the influence of the communist China, for example, they've been everywhere. And I tell you, money talks. And if China has money, you know, these Democrats are going to open up their pocketbooks. And even some of the rhinos out there, it's a shame. It's a shame that we're at that level now. And I pray for my kids and I pray for everyone's kids.
Yeah, even when we lived in California, we felt like we didn't have a voice either. I mean, you really don't. You know, I mean, you vote because, you know, you feel like it's your duty. But then it's like you know, right? Like you know it's not going your way.
Yeah.
Right? Especially like presidential elections and stuff like that. Because really, they call it for Biden before even the votes are in.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's Biden's.
Yeah,
you know.
Before,
don't wait in line. You're good.
You know, people even finish at the polls because they did that with the exit polls. And my question when I found out about that, when I learned about that, I'm like, well, who's checking the exit polls? Because the exit polls, the people go in, you know, people go in and vote, and then when they come out, they ask, "You care to share who you voted for?" And they said, you know, people, how do you know they're telling the truth? They might just be saying one thing to throw it off. So. And then at the same time, the person who's doing the exit poll, how do you know they're reporting the accurate information?
I mean, that's true. They actually said that a lot of people, the conservatives that were involved in those polls, actually lied because they didn't want to be attacked.
Exactly. So they go based off the exit poll. So they don't even go off the actual vote, especially like in the state of California.
What's even more scary, if you go down to L.A., downtown, or Compton, and all these places, they got boxes everywhere for dropping mail-in ballots. Now, this is new, obviously, because of COVID, but it's there to stay. You know, it's like you don't tamper with these boxes, and you just throw your ballot in there. Man, that's
fraudulent left and right. That's ability to anyone
it
to
is.
Collect. I mean, Garcetti put that in place, and I'll tell you, that in itself is going to – I mean, you're just opening it up to so much voter fraud. I've heard of stories where from China the ballots were coming in with some languages. I mean, there's been pictures of that. I mean, it's just nuts, man. I'm telling you.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, so I wish the best for everybody. I mean, hopefully 2024 we get, you know, our president back in there, or somebody with some common sense,
well,
that's for sure.
You're right. But I will say, if we don't resolve the issues, that the stuff that took place this past election, then it's not going to mean anything come 2024. Because they're pushing forward with the whole...
I like Jim Jordan. Whenever I hear him talk, I love, you know, hearing him because he's straight to the point. But I just don't like the fact that whatever he says, nothing gets done after the fact, right? I mean,
exactly.
He can create all that
nothing
noise.
Totally. Right.
Yep, nothing
well, you know what? I will tell you one thing, Roger, that you got going for you. You got good weather there in Irvine. It's a beautiful, beautiful city. It's a shame that it's liberal. I will tell you that.
Well, hey, before we let you go, I want to let you know one thing. I don't know if you've heard about this, but there was a salon there in L.A. where this man went in there, a trans man, and he was, you know, exposed himself to the women and children in there. This weekend, this Saturday, a whole bunch of people, to my understanding, will be going to that salon and protest against people exposing themselves to children. So I don't know if you're going to be close to it. I don't know if you want to be able to show your support. I'm just letting you know I'm putting it out there. So because the left, they get, you know, they always get a whole bunch of people to show up to these things, and we never get enough of us to show up to it. So, but anyways, hey, Roger, thank you so much for the call, okay?
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.
Thank you.
Care.
Hey, listen, I know we have other callers on the line. Please remember to press 1 to come on the line with us. We need you to do that in order to talk to Will. So
Push 1.
Yep,
so let me I want to share something because, you know, he brought up the whole fact about, you know, the mailbox is showing up different places, and a lot of us seeing it, and no one knows who has. They were even questioning, like, well, who has the key to these boxes? What happens to, who's transporting them? I mean, seriously, where do they actually get transported to? Who's verifying all of it? And you're not even supposed to question it. You're supposed to just go along with it. And the Democrats, that's one of the things that they wanted to do with the whole federalizing the election, that they want to be able to control it, because they found a way after this whole pandemic on how they can manipulate the election from here on out. Now, there's a episode here in New York City. Well, we're not here in New York City, but in New York City here in America. I'm in Texas. But they actually had some, 130,000 plus test ballots, what they're calling them, but they're just fake ballots. But 130,000 plus show up in one of their elections. Now, I want to play something for you. It's just have to hear what they're saying in this, because this happened in New York, but they're deflecting and trying to say that it didn't happen anywhere else.
A massive mess up in New York City leaves an already confusing mayoral race in more chaos. City election officials now say they mistakenly counted 135,000 test ballots in the Democratic primary. Now, this started when the Board of Elections released new numbers yesterday suggesting that Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams' lead in the primary had narrowed. But the Adams campaign and others questioned those numbers, and the board later had to admit it had mistakenly included those test ballots in the initial count. CNN senior political analyst John Avlon, thank goodness, is here to explain this. So you worked with the Board of Elections.
Yeah, when I worked in New York City politics, I was on something called the Voter Advisory Assistance Commission, which is supposed to help get the vote out.
So you know all about how it works.
Yeah, and you know the word snafu, what it stands for. We'll let folks Google that at home. But the point is, this kind of corruption and incompetence is all too regular a recurring thing for the Board of Elections.
Because it's rife with cronyism?
It is a patronage organization. This thing has been ossified and incompetent for his living memory going back, I mean, we've had New York City reporters and official reports issued going back to the 1940s calling this organization illegal, inefficient, lax, and wasteful. It's been called a semi-functioning anachronism, and with everyone having an embarrassing lack of understanding. Those are decades ago. It continues today. You've got the mothers of former congressmen working there, the children, the sisters. It is a no-show job. They do have one job, and they do it incredibly badly. And now it's blown up in all our face because of the questions hanging around election integrity nationally.
It blows up in all our faces.
You know what's interesting to me when I was listening to him? He's literally talking about how we have no accountability in our elections, and yet when conservative states are asking for accountability, when we're asking for ID, when we're asking for stricter things, they say, oh, no, we can't do that.
Right.
Right. They say, oh, just do a signature. It's fine.
Yeah.
Right. That's what they want. They want less accountability. They do not want more accountability. The only reason why they're complaining in this instance is because it was not going to go in their favor.
They got caught with their hands in the cookie jar.
Right.
That's all that is. They got caught with the hands in the cookie. And you know what? They we have to talk about it to make it look like we want to get to the bottom when there is fraudulent voting going on. When it is going on, because it's happening with the Democrats. You remember when it first happened with Bernie Sanders this past election during the primary? They did it to Bernie Sanders. I think it was in Ohio, if I'm not mistaken. They did it.
They did it to him in California with Hillary.
In California, but they blatantly did it again and they would say, oh, my goodness. They said, okay, we got caught doing it, but just kind of sweep it up under the rug. As when it happens to them, then they say it's an issue. When the world looked at it and said, wait a minute, what are y'all doing here?
Well, they're typical hypocrites.
They're 100% typical.
Hey, listen, hypocrites. Will, we have a caller on the line. Carl, what do you have for Carl from Arkansas? What do you have for
Carl
Will?
From Arkansas? Hey, thanks for calling, Carl.
Hey, how you doing, Will?
Good. Thanks so much for the call.
Hey, since we're being restricted and redirected, I wanted to kind of give you a little bit of a heads up. I don't know if you heard about the app, but there's an app called Wimkin. Wendy Bell and OANN is all on there now. It's the new upcoming Facebook. And
it's called
and
Wimkin. Wimkin. Spell it for me.
W-I-M-K-I-N. And there is no restriction, none whatsoever. And you've got two different I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
You got two different selections. You can either create a page or a group, or you can do both. But like Wendy Bell's on there now, and, you know, they advertise her real good. OANN, same with them. And I'm telling you, Will, your show can get a real good hit over there because you don't get this censoring, you don't get this blocking or anything like that. You know, you actually can.
Do they allow people to live stream?
I believe they do because Wendy Bell is over there, and, you know, I mean.
Does she upload
she does
or
her
does
stuff.
She just do live?
I really
so
don't know exactly.
I'm looking at Wimkin Quinn right now. It says it was launched in August of 2020. As of January this year, it only had 300,000 users, which is like nothing. But apparently Wimkin has been taken off of the Apple store. Surprisingly, Apple removed them, right? After the thing happened at the White House, January 6th, because they said that they allowed violent content. Oh, give me a break. Yeah.
Yeah, and Google removed them as well, but then Google put them back because they couldn't find any true violations. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
But
of course,
Apple hasn't put them back because they go along with whatever laws that the left put out there.
There you go. And, you know, there's a couple other things I was going to talk to you about. But, you know, the apps that I use, you know, I still follow you over on Facebook and YouTube what I can. But, you know, Telegram, like that other gentleman discussed, Wimkin, MeWe, you know, platforms like that, that, you know, we can still speak to each other, you know.
It's unfortunate that we can't just get behind one, because that's one thing that we've also learned, is that they're literally, we're dividing ourselves so much that mm-hmm. our message isn't getting out either, right? Because people are like, oh, come to Wimkin. Oh, come to Clout Hub. Oh, come to MeWe. And so you don't see anybody there. I don't ever see Terrence there. They may be there for a minute. But because
and even Pollard, you know, I mean, yeah. Pollard's back up, but every time I go into Pollard, the next day I go back to it, I'm logged out and I have to log back in. And people are still posting there, but I mean, there's too many places for people to go to, and people still go to Facebook, they still go to YouTube, they still go to Twitter, the big three.
I think all these platforms need to get together and just become one big platform. You know
exactly.
what I mean? Like, I think that is probably is really going to help us more than anything. But all of these platforms want to make their own money. They want to be the next Facebook.
Yeah.
But unless they all come together, I hate to say it, none of them are going to be Facebook. None of them will be.
Well, see,
they don't have the money.
Also,
they don't have the – Republicans and conservatives do not financially back these platforms. They just don't. Don't like the liberals back Facebook. It just doesn't happen. It's so frustrating.
What were you getting ready to say?
I was just going to say that another problem is, you know, they worry about the host, you know, taking in, doing away with them, like Parler, you know. Parler
right.
was one that their host, yeah. So, I mean, you know, they're worried about all ganging up into one host or server, and then next thing you know, they're gone. You know, but
once again, it comes back to, we need to put laws into place that don't empower these companies, right?
Well, that was supposed to be in place. It was supposed to be Section 230, but they have trampled over Section 230, and because they have trampled over it, and you have these politicians that are saying to the tech tyranny that they're not even doing enough with them trampling over the stuff that they put in place.
I think Trump and the Republicans, when they had power,
they failed addressing that issue.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So.
Big time.
Yep. Yeah, they did. And, I mean, you know, Trump started his own little blog or platform, and then he took it back down. So, you know. But there's also –
Yeah, because people
don't
go there.
Yeah, because people, you know, people don't go, and people are like, okay, it just becomes, you know, a ghost town. So, but hey, thank you so much for the call, sir.
Hey, have a good one, Will.
You too. Take care.
So let me tell you this, Will. I know we're talking about other social media platforms, and I don't mean to be a downer about them. I really don't mean to be a downer, but listen, we have seen, like I said, over the past couple of years, we have seen these platforms cannot get the momentum they need to become something great.
The problem is, and then when they get the momentum, guess what happens? The left starts crying about them, and then they shut them down.
Right. But also, we don't have people financially backing them, right? Listen, if we had people financially creating ads and such like that, supporting public speakers like you and others out there, then if you guys moved, people would move with you. But because there is no support for your voice, quite honestly, there isn't. There's not enough support by conservative to help you grow. But listen to what Facebook is doing now. This is on Epoch Times today. It says, pretty weird, Facebook now sending warnings to users about potentially extremist friends. This is crazy.
Wait.
Right.
So if you have a friend
that
is potentially extremist,
look at
this. Then they're going to send it to you.
Right. Look at this is the warning that people are getting now. I'm showing it to you right now. It literally says, are you concerned that someone you know is becoming an extremist?
Oh, my goodness.
And then it goes on to say, we care about preventing extremism on Facebook. Others in your situation
my
have
goodness.
Received confidential support. And then it says, how can we help you get support? So basically, they want you to narc on people.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
So they can help. You're literally helping Facebook navigate and find the people and censor the people. That's
oh
exactly what you're doing.
Snitch, snitch, snitch. Tell on them, tell on them. And then they can put it off on to the people that follow them. You know what that's going to do? That's going to create little pockets of demon minions on Facebook. And all they're going to do is go around and just report people more and say, hey, they're becoming extremists. They don't agree with someone living a sinful lifestyle. And I'm talking about those that live on the elemental P community. No,
listen
matter.
To this.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. You have to go to Epic Times and read this article. It says Facebook spokesperson confirms to CNN on Thursday, that's today, that the social media giant is currently running the warning as a test. They said this test is a part of our larger work to assess ways to provide resources and support to people on Facebook who may have engaged with or were exposed to extremist content,
so,
or may know someone who is at risk.
So
Come on. Who
determines who is extremist? What is their definition of extremist?
Yeah, there's no definition.
So how do you determine that? Because can you say because hey, you love America and you have a picture with you with an American flag that you're considered extremist? Can they say that because you believe in God's word that you're considered an extremist? Can they say that because you still want President Trump to go back into the office and because you don't want to believe all of the fraudulent lies, you don't agree with Antifa and BLM, that you are extremist? Because you know they're not going to say that about BLM. If you're posting stuff out there about BLM, and yes, I'm a black man talking about BLM because Lucifer manipulate. If you're talking about organizations like that in a good light, then you're okay. Even though BLM and Antifa have burnt down $1 billion worth of property damage and even taken lives of people because of the criminal George Floyd, but they call all of those people peaceful. They can go out there and terrorize Congress people, get them, force them to sign documentation saying that you're not going to arrest people for rioting in the
council,
street.
Council,
I mean,
people,
a
not
council
Congress.
Person.
Yeah.
This is so tyranny in your face.
Right.
This is Nazi Germany
right.
in your face. People kept saying that, oh, this wouldn't happen in my lifetime.
Right.
Oh, really, really. Now that it's happening in your lifetime, can I get you to repeat that?
Right.
Seriously.
And listen, Will, you and I know, how do they package everything? Oh, we're here to help you.
Yeah, they package
they put
it like
in
it's
this,
good.
This
oh,
little
yeah, this
thing.
Is awesome. This, we're
right.
here for you.
This
we're
little package.
You. So snitch on everybody that you just think is an extremist.
Right. It's
wow.
a get support button, people, because you need support. But guys, because somebody hurt your feelings.
So I guess so what are they going to do then? They're going to remove people from the platform? Because
I don't know. It says it's in
opinion.
Test phase. They're not going to tell us what
I
it
mean,
is.
In test phase, you know what? They add new policies to their community standards on a day-to-day basis. The policy changes, and you don't even know it changed.
I mean, this is my problem. Like, with Will, you know, Will likes trolls and he likes addressing people. This is exactly.
I don't like trolls. I like
whatever.
Will
likes having
trolls.
Conversations with them.
I
just delete them. I delete them because this reason right here. Because they'll turn you in and then they'll deplatform you and they'll demonetize you. And you know what? This is exactly the 14th Amendment here. The First Amendment. You have no due process,
isn't
right?
Something? So
and they don't
so
even let
minute,
you.
So the Fourth today's the 1st of July.
Mm-hmm.
You get a liberal judge, a communist liberal judge, to push back on the law that was put in place in the state of Florida. And then Facebook doubles down with this. They're doubling down with this.
It's crazy.
Not only,
right?
Not only, yeah, they're doubling down. Not only are we going to push back on what the governor of Florida did, right?
We're
going to
have everybody censor
we're
you.
We're going to double down on you.
We're not going to censor you.
We're
going to let your friends and your family
we're
censor
have
you.
Your neighbors snitch on neighbor. We're going to have your friends snitch on your friends. We're going to have your family members snitch on you. Nazi Germany, 1930s, all over again. all over again. The Nazis would be proud of these people.
And see, the thing is they admit to what they're doing. I mean, she's like, yeah, we confirm we're running that as a test, right? We want to see how many people will turn in.
Wow.
Right? It blows me away, Will.
Dude, seriously. How many people? I mean, this should infuriate everybody.
Yeah, like Will. It just, I knew it was going to hit a button.
Oh, my goodness. That pushes a button for real. And it's a big red button.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what? And this is exactly what they do. You just showed an example of hypocrisy, you know,
the voting, yeah.
Right, with the voting.
Election,
and then,
yes.
And then with Facebook, you know, they're saying, oh, we have free speech protection, but yet everybody on their platform doesn't have free speech protection. And then McCarthy, Will, you actually played this on one of your shows the other day. McCarthy gave a speech on the House floor the other day. Right?
Uh-huh.
About statues being removed. They're trying to pass legislation where certain statues would be removed that have been around for hundreds of years at the U.S. Capitol, right?
Right.
Do we have the audio or no? I'm sorry.
No, we do.
Okay. We can play the audio real quick. But basically, it's calling for removal of statues, and McCarthy's saying, hey, listen. I approved of this legislation before. I'm approve of it now, but let's just note that the racist statues, the ones that have a terrible history, are all Democratic.
All Democrats. And guess who sent them to the Capitol? All Democrats.
And now the Democrats want to remove them.
Are all Democrats. It's like the whole CRT thing, right?
Right?
I would be for CRT. Y'all hear this? I would be for CRT if they would say that it was the racist white Democrat.
I thought you were going to say BYT or PYT.
PYT.
Pretty Young Thing.
But they don't ever bring that in. They don't ever say that CRT is because they want to bring the actual history saying it was the racist white Democrat. The white Republicans were helping black people reach freedom.
Right.
But they leave that key point
out. Exactly.
They want to change it and flip it and say, look, this is what white people were doing.
Right.
They don't want to acknowledge which white people they were.
Right.
They just want to say white people to create this animosity.
Right.
But let's listen to
it. But before we do this, I just want to say one thing. Let's remember, the darkest times in our history of our country have been perpetuated by the Democrat Party. We need to remember that. And they want to erase that.
Exactly.
The defining time of our nation. The greatest challenge ever to our Constitution was the Civil War. Long and by far. The bill we're voting on today, we voted before. And I supported it. I support it now. But let me state a simple fact. All the statues being removed by this bill are statues of Democrats. Madam Speaker, as I heard the Speaker talk earlier about removing of the four portraits of speakers in the hall, the same answer goes for that as well. They were all Democrats. What's interesting, the statues that need to be removed were sent to the Capitol by states that were majority controlled by Democrats, sent to a House that had a majority controlled by Democrats accepting of these statues. I think the bill should go further. Maybe it's time the Democrats change the name of their party. They may be desperate to pretend their party has progressed from their days of supporting slavery, pushing Jim Crow laws, or supporting the KKK. But let's be honest, at any place, at any time, if those fundamentals rest somewhere, we cannot let them. Let's go through some of the...
You know what? It's so remarkable, and what he's saying is true, because it's the racist Democrats that wanted slavery, that wanted to prevent black people from voting, prevent women from voting, against the Civil Rights Act. They were against reparations right after the Civil War when the Republicans gave reparations to slaves. And then the Democrats reversed that. The Democrats have done everything against positive stuff in this nation over and over and over again. And he spoke truth on the floor, and not a single Democrat understood, or it didn't even register in their brain cavity what he was saying, because they all have this sinister demonic agenda against the United States of America and to take it down. They're nothing but gangsters. Every last one of them, they're nothing but gangsters. AOC, Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, Presley, all of them, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Kamala Harris, Biden, every last one of them, they're gangsters against the United States of America. They are the radical ones. If you want to report somebody for being extremist, I just list off all of them. Not even, and I missed a few of them. Don't forget Maxine Waters. You've heard her. She's talking about attacking people that don't think like them. If you see a Trump, someone from the Trump cabinet, don't give them any rest. Approach them. Get in their face. Get people to attack them. Biden, the supposedly the acting president of the United States, Joe Biden, right now, he said that, hey, your Second Amendment means nothing because we have F-15s and we have nukes. Basically, he's saying we will nuke you if you don't give up your firearms. We will destroy you with F-15s if you don't give up your firearms. People, with Facebook doing this, with the government doing this, I would love for you to sit there and send me a message saying, well, this ain't nothing going to happen in my lifetime. Send it to me again. Send it to me. I have so many people say, Will, I hear what you're saying, but it's not going to happen in my lifetime. Not going to happen in my lifetime. Well, where have you been? Because are you dead yet? Because this is your lifetime. Mm. If you're still alive, it's happening right now in your lifetime. We're not promised tomorrow, but guess what? You're alive right now. You're sucking down air. It is happening in your lifetime. It's just remarkable. I'm so worked up about that Facebook. I can't even tell you. So, I mean, dude, I want to rip up something.
Yeah,
is this something I can destroy right now?
Listen, if anything we've learned.
Oh, I'm sounding extremist, aren't I? Oh, my goodness, he wants to destroy something. maybe if I get on here and start whispering, then it'd be okay. Like Biden did, I can whisper because the communists are coming through Facebook because they want you to snitch on your family. They want you to snitch on your friends. They want you just to snitch on everybody that they believe is extremist. Seriously?
You're scaring me, Will.
Seriously? I mean, that was Joe Biden. I was imitating him. It's so crazy.
Yeah, you know, zebras don't change their stripes. Democrats have not changed their stripes. And you know what? I oppose taking down those statues. I'm not for it. We need to be reminded of the history of the Democrat Party.
Yeah, you know, I say that quite often. But in the Capitol, you know, the pictures of these Democrats on the walls, okay, take them down. Put them in the museum. But the ones that are throughout the nation, like here in Texas, there's a Confederate statue in Georgetown, Texas, which I need to go back there again and do a video.
Oh, we have another phone call. Let's go ahead and take a phone call.
Okay.
Well,
but I think it should remain. Okay, let's go to this phone call.
Yeah, we got Brenda from Illinois.
Hey, Brenda, thank you so much for the call.
Hello, Will.
Hello.
Have never got the hold of you before. I'm so glad to get to talk to you. And I'm totally in agreement with this tyrant text. It's terrible.
The tech tyranny,
Watch your show.
Yes.
Yes, I watch your show constantly all the time, you and Jay and Jamal and everybody, and many others that anymore, it's like trying to climb a mountain to try to watch your videos. You know, they cut them off, they make funny sounds, you know, they take your like away or won't let you like so many things, you know. What are we supposed to do to stop this? It's crazy.
I think it's too late.
I think it's our representatives.
All the prayers in the world, I don't think is going to help these people.
Yeah, I think it's too late.
Did they say,
and,
like,
you know,
your enemy,
I mean,
you know?
I was going to say this. I think it's really important, and, you know, the Bible's clear. The Bible tells us that we should pray for our enemies, right? It tells us that we should pray for them. That is really hard right now.
Yeah,
I'm
that's what
honest.
I just
this
said.
Is really
you,
hard
you
because these people
that,
are demonic.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I always agree with you when you say that. You know, that's the right thing to do. But, man, I just really don't think that's any help for them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
and
really makes
that,
you sad.
I think God has sent them. Yeah, I think God sent them up to a reprobate mind.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think the devil himself has got a lot to do with it, yes.
Yes.
But I think that that God is definitely showing them, you know, do you really want to live this kind of life? Because you're going to be stuck there, you know.
Yep.
Forever
yep.
and ever and amen, you know. So, but.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I agree with both of you that, you know, there's these run on Republicans, they lost their chance with the text. And I don't think it'll ever come back again to the floor.
I pray it does, but
I think the only way it's going to happen is if we can fix what happened this past election and correct it in 2022 with the House and the Senate. We've got to correct it. If we can correct it in the House and the Senate, then it's possible because they know how important it is. They have to address it. Mm-hmm. And if we get more people, more true Republicans, not these rhinos, true Republicans to get in the House and the Senate, we can actually make the true change that needs to take place. But the Democrats are so conniving, that's the reason why they were doing H.R. 1 to try to make sure they can control the elections from here into eternity. They want to federalize.
Right.
They're not going to stop. They're going to do the same thing that they did in 2022. So,
right.
Well, hey, I got to let you
worse.
Go. Thank you so much for the call, and thank you so much for tuning in, okay? I'll be live tonight
at
9 p.m.
And thank you, and pray for Illinois.
Absolutely, absolutely. Take care. Thank you so much.
We have Michael from Minnesota, too. I don't know if he's still on the line.
Do we have Michael? Michael?
Dang, I'm sorry. He hung up.
Michael's
I'm sorry,
gone.
Michael. I was trying to get to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I'll be live tonight on my normal broadcast, 9 p.m. Central. You can go to uaf.media, and you can find me on all the platforms that I am going live. You'll see me there multiple places like Rumble, et cetera, et cetera. You will see me there. So please go there to the location. Look, do me a favor. Send a text and type WILL to 88202. Please do that for me. Do that for me. Because if you do that, it's free. It's absolutely free. Just text WILL to 88202. Now, we do have a lot of stuff going on. Can I even talk about the MyPillow guy? Can I talk about him?
Sure, why not?
Just to mention it real quick, because, you know, we're all under attack, and the tyranny is really bad. So if you ever want to go out there to MyPillow.com, please use promo code UNITES1. You're helping me out. You're helping us keep this broadcast going. You're helping us all out. If you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code UNITE1, because we need to unite this country as one. Unite one.
All right, so... I know, Will. I don't know what to say going forward. I think that people need to pray
Facebook,
for this country.
You know, I want to do a short video talking about Facebook, but Facebook will probably take that down because I'm going to say exactly what it is. They're coming across like it's all fine and dandy, like this is just great. Oh, yes, snitch on your extremist friend. What test run? Test run my backside. Oh, wait.
Yeah, you know it's going to be part of their.
Oh, wait. That's just total tyranny. And on the same day, July 1st, the same day you get a communist socialist judge to fight against the governor of Florida fighting for the people in that state. Oh, my goodness. Hey, everybody. We'll be here next Thursday. Thank you so much for tuning in. We had an awesome time. We had some awesome callers. Wish we could have got to that last caller. We will be here next Thursday, God willing. Hey, have a wonderful 4th of July weekend. Stay safe. You know what? I got a poll, actually, Shannon. How many people do you think going to get shot in Chicago this 4th of July? People get shot in Chicago every year in 4th of July.
Oh, do they?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they do every night anyway.
Well, I mean, it's really – it's huge. It's huge
it's
on 4th
of night.
July.
It's a big night.
Yeah, it's a huge weekend. So just over the weekend, how many people you think going to get shot in the 4th of July weekend
30.
In Chicago? 30?
I said 30.
30? Okay. 30? Okay. I'm going to go with 60. I'm going to double it. I'm going to
double it.
I'm going to double it because they try to beat the numbers every year. Anyways, wow. Hey, everybody. We'll see you next Thursday. Have a wonderful weekend. God bless you. God bless America. See you next time.
You were listening to ATP Radio. Make sure to text WILL, W-I-L-L, to 88202 to be notified of our future radio shows.